Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Brad Stevens, of course, is the Celtics president of basketball operations. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Stevens, hello, sir.
Hey, guys. Look forward to I want to hear more about the 12-year-olds beaming each other with balls.
You've been there before, right? Did your sons play baseball as well?
He played really early and then decided not to. I played until I was a freshman in high school, so I've kind of been there when the kids start pitching. But I feel like we started pitching a lot younger back in the day. Nobody really cared about how many innings you threw or how your arm
That's
felt.
That's right. You just threw the two until your arm fell off. That's true.
In the 80s, nobody was doing pitch counts.
Oh, not my dad. My dad threw his arm out in high school, and he could have been a pro if you'll just ask him. Oh, he was meticulous with warming up. Oh, my father threw his arm out, and if I hadn't thrown my arm out, I would have been a catcher, and they were looking at me for the pros. Oh, yeah. He's got a story to tell. So I grew up in
some little league. It's some little league coach's fault.
Sure.
Well, no, high school. He said his arm hurt, and they made him catch both ends of a doubleheader. Not good. You know, not good on the old man.
Well. First of all, Brad, congratulations. I mean, this is massive that you guys have made the finals. The big thing everyone's throwing around right now are and probably the stat that I think I've seen quoted more than anything is that since Steve Kerr became coach of the Golden State Warriors, the Celtics are the only team with a winning record against them. And through all those years where, you know, we've seen it was the Celtics team, when you were the coach, was always up to play these guys and they always played them tough. Why is it that this team has a winning record against the Golden State Warriors when none of the other teams in the NBA do?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, obviously, you know, we try to prepare as well as we could and play them as well as we could. And we've had really good teams. Like, I think that's the last 8 years or so being in the playoffs, you know, every time we took the floor, you know, if you feel like you've got a shot in a game, right? And I think ultimately, you know, I think that for us, you know, that was obviously a game that everybody on the calendar circled because they're just running through people during some of those years. Now, the last couple, they were not in the playoffs because they had so many injuries. And so that probably skewed that number a little bit, right? But I do think that, you know, they're everybody's Super Bowl. Like, and so you show up, you're prepared, you're ready, you're dialed in, and you know, I do know, and I hate to throw water on it, but I do know that we played them a couple of times where it was one of those deals where they come back west for one game and then fly right back out, right? So I think there's all kinds of, every game's its own entity. How we played them in the past really has no impact on, you know, getting ready for this series, with the exception of, like, you know, you try to take any bit of information that you have when you're preparing for a team in a long series and, you know, use that. And then, you know, you learn as the game goes on and as the series goes on what to do more of and what to scrap.
All right, Brad, the other big storyline for this series is Golden State has all this experience. They have a lot of guys left over from their championships.
It's like 132 games worth of finals experience. And the Celtics have none.
And your roster has zero. Does that matter at all in this series?
Well, I think certainly, like, at the end of the day, you know, they are, you know, it's great to get a chance to play against them, because I think that they have been, you know, they've been a model of excellence for a long time here. But I don't think you should discount our guys' playoff experience and playoff experience together. If you start writing down the numbers of how many playoff games Jaylen Brown's played as a Celtic, how many playoff games Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, you know, Al Horford, even Daniel Tice and Robert Williams have played as Celtics. I mean, that's six of nine that have played, you know, a ton of playoff games together against a ton of different ways of playing. And so there, you know, though we don't have experience playing in the finals, we have a ton of experience playing together and, you know, have been through a lot as a group for a long time. And even though this group is much different than maybe a couple of our other runs, when you look at it as a collective, there is a core that has experienced quite a bit.
Do you like the comparisons that people are making now between what the Golden State Warriors were able to do as they built up this, you know, dynasty of a team and the way it was built? And many people are comparing it to what you guys have done with the homegrown team and the change of coach and the and all of this. Like, does anything in there like ring true to you that all of this seems to build up to something that could possibly become the next Golden State Warriors?
Well, I don't think, you know, I think that whenever you're in this, you look at, okay, who's had success, study it, why they've had success. I think that one of the things that they've done a really good job of is they have elite talent, and they drafted those guys.
Yep.
And then there's elite team building around the talent. And I think that, you know, a lot of times, and we'll get in a few weeks, the NBA is going to be in free agency and everybody's going to be talking about, well, which star can go where, which person. Well, it's got to fit.
Yeah.
And Golden State's made it fit. And the style of play that they play is unique. I think that, you know, as you watch them play with all the cutting, with all the motion, with all the random screening, they're a unique offense to pretty much the rest of the league. You know, and I think that that's a great testament to their coaches and their players, and they put you on your heels in that way. But as far as the talent and the pieces and, you know, how they complement each other, it just all fits. And, you know, I think people talk about, and rightfully so, Curry and Thompson and Green. I mean, those guys are the core of that group and have been for so long. But Looney and Wiggins are absolutely perfect fits for that group.
Yeah, they are.
Right? And then the guys that they have on minimums, tremendous fits. Like Bob Myers and Steve, and they've really done a good job of putting a team together.
Well, Al Horford had, I mean, obviously a moment when they won game 7. You saw him break down, all those attempts to get to the finals, and he had never gotten there and finally broke through, and you're the reason he's here. I mean, you had faith in him to bring him back. I don't think anybody, at least outside of maybe you, expected what we got out of Al. Has he talked to you about since like that moment? Because I know that he obviously is aware that you're the reason he's here. Did he speak to you at all about what that moment might have meant to him?
Well, I think one of the cool parts about the other night was just the quick embraces. And the, you know, those moments on the court, especially with the guys that, you know, we've all been here for a long time with. And, but I've talked to Al all year about it. I mean, I think Al's had a great year. And, you know, the first time that I thought, you know, when I was watching us play, that I thought, you know, if we could just get healthy and have a chance, it was earlier in the year when we were playing against some of the best teams, and Al, you know, his defensive presence and his size and his physicality just gave us a different look than we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And once Rob, you know, once we got him and Rob together in the front court, and then Jaylen got healthy after December and we went through the Omicron phase that every team went through and got going, I think we saw that, you know, Al is, he's a better player than this, so I don't want this to be misconstrued, but he's the great connector. Like,
sure.
He makes everybody else a little bit better, and I think everybody in our organization was exceptionally happy for him, you know, and because he deserves, you know, he's a guy that you just cheer for if you're on his team.
Now, finally, Brad, because we know you have to go, What is the latest on Rob Williams and Marcus Smart as well? What do you see the lookout being here for at least game one?
Well, everything so far has been positive as far as the feedback I've gotten. We haven't been on the court as a team in the last 2 days. We got home late Monday, took Monday completely off, which was totally needed. You know, this, you know, rightfully so, our last 3 minutes of that game were widely discussed. But I thought the one part that wasn't discussed is we were pretty tired. We had played every other day since May 13th, and to have a chance just to get away on Monday, even if we got in late, was just a huge boost for our team. You know, emotionally, you know, you're just, you know, now you turn the page to a new group. You get a couple of extra days. Yesterday when we landed, we had a mandatory meeting with the NBA. They did some of their film prep and walkthrough as a staff and team. And then there was some optional work in the gym here that's nearby. And so most of the guys did very minimal. And so they'll get on the court for the first time today, and we'll have a lot more talk. But the most important thing our whole team could do the last couple of days is get off their feet. You know, and I think that's the challenge and the gauntlet of these last two series, where, again, from game three on in Milwaukee, we were every other day, was a real, real challenge against two very physical, tough teams.
Should they spread out those games more? Like the Eastern Conference Finals, I mean, that's, it almost seemed like the quality of basketball suffered from there not being, both teams, from there not being more of a break between games.
You know, I don't know enough about how the TV stuff works and how, where, you know, what our, you know, what our responsibilities are to fill time slots. So I don't want to say that we should or shouldn't. I don't think there's any question the quality of basketball, right, is better when you have an extra day in between, or when you have at least, you know, if you have a travel day, maybe you have 2 days in between the travel days, whatever the case may be. But, you know, like Miami did get that extra day because they won their series in six. And then, you know, we had to turn right back around because we won in seven. So that's just part of it too. There's no excuses. You go and you play and you compete and you get ready to meet the next challenge, regardless of when that next challenge is scheduled. I'll never forget one of my first years in the playoffs. We were playing Chicago and we won in six, and they told us before the game, if you guys win tonight and Washington wins tonight, you're playing 36 hours later at the Garden. You know, so we're in Chicago, and Washington, I think, was in Atlanta. And then, you know, 36 hours later, we're starting a brand new playoff series against that really good Washington team with Wall and Beal and those guys. But that's just part of it. You're so excited to move on to the next series. I think it takes away a lot. But it is nice in this case to have these two extra days. I think these two extra days, we didn't need a week. We didn't need 10 days. We didn't need 15 days. We just needed a couple days to, you know, catch our breath, get off our feet, and now get ready to roll.
All right, Brad Stevens, we appreciate you coming on. Best of luck as this series kicks off tomorrow. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Be well.
All right, see you too.
Take it easy. There you go. Brad Stevens, we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.